You're listening to Mucho Culture Radio, Community Voices.
My name is Patrick Sullivan. I'm the President and CEO of the Halifax Chamber of Commerce. I've been at the Chamber of Commerce for about a year and a half now. I grew up in Halifax, was born, my father was in the Canadian Army. We traveled around a lot when I was young. We lived in Germany, in England, in Ottawa, eventually moved back to Halifax. Both my parents were from Halifax. I went to school in Halifax, graduated from Mount St. Vincent University, and then my career immediately took me to Toronto. So worked in marketing in Toronto. Came back to Halifax in the early 90s, worked in Halifax till 95, went back to Toronto for another 17 years, and then came back to Halifax in 2012, and joined government at that point. So my time in government was pretty short, about 3 years, and then I joined the Chamber of Commerce. So a long career of marketing, business, and then eventually government, a little bit of government, and then joined the Chamber of Commerce. I mean, Chambers of Commerce have been around a very long time. The Halifax Chamber of Commerce has been around since 1750, over 250 years, so a very, very long time. And virtually every community, every country has Chambers of Commerce. And I think they're designed to represent the interests of business, generally smaller business. So 83% of our members are small businesses, less than 25 employees. And they represent the interests of business to support the business when they're talking to government or when they're talking to the media. But they're also there to support other members. So they're there before there was LinkedIn and before there was Facebook, there were chambers of commerce. So it was a place where businesses could share and provide information to other businesses so that they could build their business or perhaps save money so they could, you know, as businesses like to do, make a little bit of money. And that's, I think, how Chambers of Commerce started and why they still exist today. Halifax is a little bit different than the rest of Nova Scotia. So we're in Nova Scotia, of course, but Halifax at almost half the population of Nova Scotia and greater than 50% of the gross domestic product, or GDP, for Nova Scotia is a very, very strong part of the Nova Scotian economy. The last number of years, I would say Halifax has been slow to grow, but in the last 3 or 4 years, we've seen a lot of growth and activity. We've seen over $1 billion in investment in downtown Halifax, in buildings, in condos, in convention centers. We see the ships, the frigates being built at the Irving Shipyard, so lots of construction, lots of activity there. So if I look forward 10 years, I see Halifax's future is very, very bright. Halifax's population has increased significantly the last couple of years. That's a very strong signal for growth, and we expect with the businesses that I mentioned and the activities that are occurring, I think Halifax has a very bright future in front of it. Canada and all, and certainly Nova Scotia, do have an aging population. We need new immigration. I mean, Canada is only accepting 100,000 people a year. We need 300,000 people a year to really meet the needs to encourage Canada's gross domestic product to grow. And it's the same way in Nova Scotia. We have an aging population. There'll be, I think, another 100,000 people over the age of 65 in 10 or 15 years in Nova Scotia. We will have, and already have, one of the oldest populations of Canada. But I see that as an opportunity. It's an opportunity for those people, many of whom will continue working, and the real opportunity is for younger people. 30% of the university population in Nova Scotia come from other areas. They come from rest of Canada, they come from around the world. Wouldn't it be wonderful if we could convince those people to stay? And last year, Nova Scotia had the largest new immigrants since World War II. Again, a great opportunity to welcome people to our community, to give them jobs, most importantly, and then to help those people build our economy. And if we can get that new immigration, as we did last year, and even then, I think it was 5,000 or 6,000 people. We need 7,000 to 10,000 people a year in Nova Scotia to truly grow the economy and to grow our population. So I think it's possible, But we need to get those people here first. We need to encourage them to come to Nova Scotia, and then we need to give them jobs when they get here. I think Nova Scotia, I mean, you know, I've been in Nova Scotia a long time, so I can go back 10, 15, 20, 30 years, and certainly there was less cultural appreciation or less appreciation of other cultures. I think it's much different now, but I think it can be even better. So when I walk down Spring Garden Road, I see Italian restaurants, I see Arabic restaurants now, I see Thai restaurants, I see Chinese restaurants, and that's just on the hospitality side. But I think certainly there's an opportunity for Nova Scotians to become more worldly. We have a large airport. I think people are traveling a lot more than they used to, but they still need to understand it's a big world out there. And I think people from Nova Scotia traveling to other regions and appreciating the other cultures when they go to those regions will give them a better appreciation for those cultures and what those cultures can bring to their own community. So it's not an easy job. It's not an easy thing. But I think people have changed a lot in the last number of years, and I think there's a great opportunity for future change as people begin to realize, you know, that different foodstuffs, different culture, different music, different theater, all of these things make the community so much richer. And it's really something, it's wonderful if you can take advantage of that in a small place like a Nova Scotia. Well, we were strong supporters of the Convention Center and the building of the Convention Center. Halifax had a trading convention center, but frankly, it just was not big enough for large conventions, and some of the rooms were not open enough for a large convention. So with this new convention center, they can handle, I think it's almost 2,000 to 3,000 people in some of the large rooms. They have lots of room for trade shows. So it will build and bring business to Nova Scotia. For example, I know there's an event coming in May called Rendezvous Canada. Rendezvous will bring 3,000 to 4,000 people from around the world who are tourism and hospitality professionals. And they want to know about Nova Scotia and Canada. And then they will take that message back to those to their areas, and then hopefully explain to people why they should come to Nova Scotia or why they should come to Canada. That alone is something that would not have taken place at the old World Trading Convention Center. It just wasn't big enough. So, we really need to have these larger conventions. This year, there's the Liberal Party Convention, the Conservative Party Convention, both taking place in Halifax. That'll again bring 3,000 to 4,000 people for each of those events. And those people will spend money in downtown Halifax. They'll likely stay over. Many of them will stay over either the night before or the night after or a few nights after. And they'll explore various areas of Nova Scotia and visit wineries and visit distilleries and visit restaurants. So I think the convention center will definitely sort of spread the wealth, if you will, for the people that are coming to visit and stay in Halifax, but go to conventions that will distribute them throughout the province. Well, I mean, I've traveled not all over the world, but to many, many countries in the world. And people in Nova Scotia are very welcoming. They're very hospitable. They'd like to share, I think, the culture that they have and the culture that other people have brought to Nova Scotia. So I would invite people from locally, whether it's next door in New Brunswick, Prince Edward Island, Newfoundland, or right across Canada or around the world, to come and visit us in Nova Scotia and see what makes Nova Scotia such a special place. Here, sitting beside the beautiful water with parks and trees and a multicultural society, I think it's a wonderful place for people to come and visit.
Have a good time with Mucho Cultural Radio.